This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The world's largest drug company has agreed to pay almost $2.5 billion for illegal marketing of medicines. The settlement between Pfizer and the United States Justice Department was announced last week. The settlement is the nation's largest ever in a case of healthcare fraud. It also includes the largest criminal fine ever in any case in the United States, more than $1 billion. Pfizer agreed to pay another billion for violations of a civil law, the False Claims Act. Pfizer, based in New York, had sales last year of $48 billion. A Pfizer division, Pharmacia and Upjohn, agreed to plead guilty to a criminal violation over the painkiller Bextra. Pfizer pushed sales of Bextra for several uses, unapproved by the government because of safety concerns. It also pushed for use in unapproved amounts. Pfizer withdrew Bextra from the market in 2005 because of links to heart attacks and other problems. Pfizer also faced civil charges over Bextra, as well as an antipsychotic drug, Geodon, an antibiotic, Zyvox, and an anti-epilepsy drug, Lyrica. Officials said Pfizer paid healthcare providers to prescribe these medicines for conditions other than the ones for which they are approved. This is called off-label use of a drug. Doctors are permitted to try off-label uses to treat their patients. The idea is that a doctor might find other ways that a drug is effective. But federal law bars drug companies from marketing their products for unapproved uses. Kathleen Sebelius is the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
This settlement is historic, not only because it's the most money taxpayers have ever recovered from a drug company, but also because it includes the most comprehensive corporate integrity agreement that a drug company has ever signed in the United States.
Under the agreement, doctors will have a way to report abuses by Pfizer sales representatives. And officials said Pfizer will have to make detailed disclosures on its website. Pfizer announced a plan in February to publicly disclose its financial relationships with doctors, medical organizations, and patient groups. Yet this is not the company's first corporate integrity agreement with the government. Pfizer has now been fined for illegal marketing four times since 2002. Prescription drugs represent only about one-tenth of all healthcare spending in the United States. But fast-growing demand and prices have made them part of the debate over health reform. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Bob Doty.